alles klar, Herr Kommissar.
Tja, 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 tja.
Well, we meet Jill and Joe and Brother Hamm and the whole cool gang and all. They're rapping here, they're rapping there, but she's climbing up the wall. Commissar, cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley, they're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children
don't turn around. Uh-oh.
Joe,
the commissar's in town.
Uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Joe,
the commissar's in town.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
She just a girl, 'cause that I am the Michael Jackson, Trail Mix 103.1. Gray here with you to continue today's morning show, and we've shuffled things around because I want to shine a real spotlight on today's day in history. Something happened on today's date back in the 80s that, holy cow, we are carrying the weight of today. What's your least favorite news organization? Fox, CNN, maybe there's a different one. Think of your least favorite one of those. We're not going to get political, but I'm going to tell you why. If it weren't for something that happened on today's date in history, that channel couldn't exist. What? Seriously, what they're doing didn't used to be possible, and I'll tell you why. We'll avoid the politics, though, I promise. Don't worry, we won't get heated, but I want to shine a spotlight on something wild that happened in the late 80s. First, here's Huey Lewis in the news to continue this six-pack on Trail Mix.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that ride.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Trail Mix 103.1.
chemicals, the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Let me light your candles, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Chemicals and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard. Let me light your candle coals and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. We'll be right back.
Stay up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. Know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Always shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Your song,
oh, yeah.
Rhythm and rhyme and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You help me along,
making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh,
give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away,
drift away.
Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Just give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost.
Trying to keep it under.
That's Heart on Trail Mix 103.1. What About Love? Uncle Cracker and Dobie Gray drifting away a moment ago. Laura Branigan and the Black Crowes, part of the six-pack that started the 7 o'clock hour on today's morning show. So, I mentioned we've got a whopper today for today's date in history. If you caught the very beginning of the show, I implied it might be a slower day. That's because I missed this one. I promise you I won't get political, but this is politically relevant because it's about broadcasting and the laws around it and how things used to work. Why? Because on today's date in 1987, the FCC, the people who oversee all the communications by broadcast in the United States, the same people who have the rules about swearing on television or about what advertisements can play and things like that, even here on our local radio stations, those people rescinded the fairness doctrine. They passed the rule that rescinded the fairness doctrine, but it was at the urging of the president, Ronald Reagan at the time, and congressional action which had taken place. But they rescinded the fairness doctrine, which required radio and TV stations to give equal time to opposing views. Seriously, that used to be a thing. News broadcasts used to have to admit when the other side, if there was another side, had a point. Not only that, the doctrine required broadcasters to devote a portion of their broadcast to controversial matters of public interest. There was a lot of flexibility to it, but that was the gist. The doctrine was ended at the time because it was seen as a limit to free speech. Basically, you would force a news channel to, if they say they had a blue or red lean, they had to have time for the other side to speak. So it was seen as a limitation to the free speech, requiring something like that. And I mean, I get it. Looking back, was it a limit to free speech, though? Or did it keep us better informed? I think we have to at least answer that question. When organizations can simply choose not to report on things if they don't fit the narrative, or spin every topic until it's unrecognizable. Imagine Fox News had to give serious time to whether there's any merit to gun control. And again, I don't fall either way on that decision, but imagine that discussion was required. Or imagine CNN had to talk about the merits of a tariff-based trade policy. Seriously, what if CNN had to talk about all the good things that Donald Trump has done for our country? Imagine that. What would it mean? I'm not saying it would be better or worse, but I'm saying it used to be that way, and what would it look like today? To me, making those organizations admit there's another perspective sounds pretty good right now. This, by the way, is the perfect example of why history is worth studying to me. It used to be that news organizations were required to be a different kind of honest. Whoa, that blows my mind, and I hope it does blow your mind too, and I hope it gets you asking questions about what's happened since 1987. And I think the most important question to ask is this better? If it is, cool, let's soldier on. If it's not, well, I think we've got more questions to ask. But regardless, we've looked at history, and I think we've done the right thing with it. Let's get to the news and the weather, and back to the music. That's what we're really here for. But again, I could not leave this one go by. Let's get back to what we're here for, though, on Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. This is your reminder that today, Monday, August 4th, the Price County Highway Department will be closing County Highway O between the intersections of Meridian Road and Pennington Road to all traffic due to a bridge replacement. There will not be a signed detour for this closure, so please plan accordingly. Once again, today, August 4th, the Price County Highway Department will be closing County Highway O between the intersections of Meridian Road and Pennington Road to all traffic due to a bridge replacement. There will be no signed detour for this closure, so please adjust your plans accordingly. The Price County Highway Department thanks you in advance for your patience during this much-needed bridge replacement project. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Like a long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away, baby, baby, baby.
Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, following Foreigner on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm laughing because, and again, if you know this, if you caught my super early morning show today, before I spotted what I did discuss on today's date in history, I thought I was going to have to talk about the death of a sea anemone way back in the 1880s. That is a thing, though, so we might have to chat about Granny, but if we do, that'll be on Joel's morning show. Why? We'll discuss that after three more. Here's Duran Duran on Trail Mix.
Meeting you with a view to a kill, face to face in secret places, feel the chill. Nightfall covers me, but you know.
assassination standing still. First crystal tears fall of snowflakes on your body. First time in years to drench your skin. Lover's rose is tame. A chance to find the phoenix for the flame. A chance.
Fatal. We'll bring the music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Dexy's Midnight Runners on Trail Mix 103.1, Kiss and Duran Duran just before with Rock and Roll All Night and A View to Kill, respectively. Weather coming up next like we have every hour with more music after. And then from 8 to 9, I'm hanging out on Joel's Morning Show for the Gray Area, looking at some topics from today that we'll be discussing between 8 and 9 over on 98.3 FM. Carnival rides, relevant after Flamborama. We were sitting there listening to the Tilt-A-Whirl run all weekend. I bet that might come up in topics that we might have discussed had I been here like normal. How's the Browns quarterback competition going? Four guys, including two rookies and the oldest quarterback in the league, plus one wild card just for funsies. Well, we've got an update on that, at least from their camp statistics. And it won't just be sports by any means. Other topics listed, that's sports. Okay, that one's sports too. Price County Review is on the list. Boot Hill Resort and Casino. Joel's got some silly things. He's probably bought something at an auction recently, and he'll want to talk about it. I also believe that we might have a special guest on the show today, if I'm not mistaken. Our buddy Gino might be rolling through. So definitely don't want to miss that one. Oh, boy, I forgot that was a plan today. Weather coming up next on Trail Mix. Catch the gray area, 8 to 9 a.m. over on 98Q Country. If you've got a radio tuned to Trail Mix and you don't want to change it, swap over to the Civic Media app on your smartphone quick for 8 to 9 and listen to some of the nonsense on 98.3 FM.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about giving that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right. And they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right. Your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.